Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, we had so much success with this last week. We're back at it again. Time savers for small business owners, part two.
Yeah, last week we touched on how to save time for small business owners, and we just couldn't get them all in. So let's do a few more time savers that will help you be more productive as an owner and maximize the value of your most precious resource, your time.
All right, what's number one?
Avoid micromanagement. If you can't trust those people you delegate to, you got the wrong people on your team. Effective project management tools, well-defined objectives, and proper training will allow you to delegate tasks to clear your calendar and have more time for important pursuits. Not only do you want to stop micromanagement for the benefit of your time, but your employees are going to respond better to your directions if you aren't constantly hovering.
Idea number two.
Minimize meetings. Consider the amount of unproductive time spent in meetings. Not that meetings themselves are not productive, but most businesses have too many that are too long and lose the impact that were intended. Be sure everyone is prepared prior to the meeting, follow a tight agenda, stop on time.
And lastly,
learn to say no. Man, most small business owners don't freely give out their money to anyone who asks for a handout, right?
Yeah.
So you should be just as judicious with your time. It's easy to get drawn into conversations or meetings or outside projects without realizing the loss of your time investment until it's too late. It's wonderful to be asked to be involved. It's also wonderful to politely decline so you can focus on where you need to focus, which is your business.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.